In the meantime, uncertainty over the travel ban has Canada's largest school system in Toronto taking measures. Until further notice, all future trips to the U.S. are halted for students and staff. Paul, is this a political decision or a practical one?
I mean, the school board's very clear that, look, this is a practical decision. You're talking about, you know, a quarter million students possibly affected. And as you know all too well, Jonathan, this is a big tradition for a lot of school groups that they go to the United States. It's traditions that have been going on for decades. The school board saying, look, we cannot take the risk that a student or staff member will be left behind. And the reason this is happening is anecdotal evidence from the border that at certain times people are held behind, questioned, and then not allowed to enter. And you can imagine, Jonathan, the kind of situation that people believe may happen, where you have here in Canada, as you know, very diverse population. You may have a child who perhaps was not born in Canada, and they just don't want that feeling that one child was singled out and left behind and would have to then be picked up at the border by their parents. They've decided for this moment in time, until everything is clear, with or without a travel ban in place, they are canceling all trips to the United States.